The San Francisco band Counting Crows sold over 4 million copies of their 1993 debut album August and Everything After. Now comes their long-awaited second effort called Recovering the Satellites. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the new collection finds Crows lead singer and songwriter Adam Derwitz in a worse mood than you might expect.
On Recovering the Satellites, Adam Duritz is most intent on establishing his unhappiness. In song after song, he yowls out descriptions and metaphors for his condition. He says he's in a lonely spiral, that he's all messed up, but that's nothing new. He tells us that he can't find his way home in one song, and that he's got a bad case of insomnia in another. Counting Crows had to share the commercial success of their debut album with accusations of doing a brazenly systematic Van Morrison impersonation. On Recovering the Satellites, the singer alternates a persistent Van mania, husky scatting through jazz bow melodies, arbitrary word repetitions, with a shredded vocal cord attack that sounds an awful lot like Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder.
She comes to me at night when I'm sleeping. She comes to me when I'm alone. She comes to me, she holds my hand when I'm crying. She comes to me, she shuts my eyes. She brings me home, but I'm not sleeping.
No other current, pretty enjoyable, smash-hit band is so much a pastiche of its influences as is Counting Crows. The new album is suffused with stylistic fondnesses ranging from The Band and Bob Dylan to Bruce Hornsby and birds of a not-so-different color, the Black Crows. Recovering the Satellites is certainly a canny creation. The band's sound remains the same, loose, jangly, folk guitar-based, prone to building a song to a rave-up jam, yet not hostile to the occasional string section. As the Crows did last time, they moved into a house in Hollywood to make the album, turning the recording process into a lifestyle event. Astral Weeks meets the real world. This results in a tight yet cozy recording, as well as in self-conscious details that play out as L.A. cliches in a song like A Long December.
A long December, and there's reason to believe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Oh, the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. Wish you would. Na 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 na. The smell of hospitals in winter, and the feeling that it's all a lot of oysters, but no.
If Recovering the Satellites doesn't contain a tune as friskily friendly as their debut hit, Mr. Jones, it still has a lot of ingratiating music, especially if you don't bother getting caught up in those trite downer lyrics. But what we have here ultimately is a sophomore effort in which more of the same bumps into not just enough. To use Duritz's own terminology, his band's oysters are fresh, but there aren't many pearls.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.